This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, of course, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out. Speaking of WIP's YouTube page, appreciate everyone watching last night. Our live draft coverage on YouTube, streaming on Twitter as well. Had a great time being at the beginning of the draft, the lead up to the draft with Ike Reese and Hugh and Elliot and Howard as we got you set for the draft, which began at 8 o'clock. A wild draft. So today we'll dive obviously to the Quinyon Mitchell pick for the Philadelphia Eagles at 22, the draft as a whole, and we'll look forward tonight. The Eagles have two picks. Tonight is a big night for the Eagles, and they've had major success in recent and just long-term history in the second round. Some of the best players in Eagles franchise history come from picks like tonight with the Philadelphia Eagles at 50 and 53. I'll dive into my updated big board for tonight and what the Eagles could potentially get. But let's just start with what they did last night. So you can't really talk about the Eagles pick without talking about the beginning of the draft. Six quarterbacks, the first 12. And really the moment you knew that this thing was going to go wild was when Michael Penix went to the Atlanta Falcons at number 8. I mean, just a month after they give Kirk Cousins $160 million to become their franchise quarterback, they hedge immediately with another quarterback in Michael Penix. And, you know, this obviously cuts the chances of Cousins and the Falcons winning a Super Bowl with him as the quarterback in half. I mean, it just does, because you're taking away a prime asset you could add to the team with him for now. But I appreciate any team that prioritizes the quarterback position. It's not that dissimilar to having Alex Smith and drafting Patrick Mahomes. Now, it's got to be about the evaluation of Penix. So it's interesting. One thing I noted a lot the last few days is the future of the NFC is at stake in this particular draft. This draft will determine the Eagle will go a long way to determine the Eagles' window in the NFC, what they with these teams do. We have find Caleb Williams to the Bears. We have Jaden Daniels, who now I've seen twice, both Herman Edwards and Bill Belichick compare Jaden Daniels to Randall Cunningham. Jaden Daniels to the Washington Commanders. The Giants do not get their quarterback, but Michael Penix goes to the Falcons, which will keep their quarterback situation stable for a while, even when Cousins is done. And obviously, J.J. McCarthy lands in the NFC North with the Minnesota Vikings. So that changed everything. You didn't have a defensive player go off the board to the middle of the first round with Latu to the Indianapolis Colts. Just a weird first round. And at some point, you start to realize, like, all right, one of these players that we talked about falling to the Eagles or them trading up for, excuse me, will just fall to the Eagles. Now, a lot of this conversation was offensive line. And right before they picked, the end of the run on the offensive lineman they were connected to happened when Fontanu went to the Pittsburgh Steelers at 20. So then it became, okay, they're going to get their choice of corner. And just the way Howie spoke after the draft, it sounded like they had first-round grades on, I'm just going to, he didn't say these names, but let's say Fontanu and Quinyon Mitchell and Terrion Arnold and, you know, whoever the other, you know, lineman that went right around that point. Marius Mims, who went to the Cincinnati Bengals there at the, I think, the 18th pick. Yeah, if you look at the rounds and how it went last night. Okay, so the runoff, Fashanu went 11 to the New York Jets. Then Fuaga 14 to the Saints. Okay, then the first defensive player, Latu, Byron Murphy, Dallas Turner, bang, 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 to the Colts, to the Seahawks to the Vikings. And then it was Amarius Mims. And then Fontanu went 20. And my guess is right there, the Eagles had very similar grades on Mims, Fontanu, Mitchell, Arnold. Like if I had a guess, and Guyton, that they had those similar grades on those players and it was about what they wanted to take there. And of course, we know they end up with Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. The praise is coming in. Nick Saban talked about how they kind of wanted to get him in the transfer portal, but he didn't want to transfer. Bill Belichick, high praise for the player he's been, the player he can be if he's coached up. Ocho Cinco raved about his feet, about his hip movement, how he looks like a pro already. And the Eagles found themselves a player who said he modeled his game after Darius Slay, wants to have longevity. And I like when I hear that from players because it means they're going to take care of their body. They're going to do the right things. They're going to stay out of trouble off the field. You can't have longevity by being a knucklehead. I mean, you can't. In life or in your career, you just can't. You have to do the right things and kind of check the boxes to get to where you want to go. So I like all of that. And I would have also taken Quinyon Mitchell on my big board that we put out a couple days ago. He was above Terrion Arnold, who ends up with the Detroit Lions a couple picks later. We're going to kind of compare and contrast those guys, I'm sure, for a very long time. But the Eagles go with Quinyon Mitchell, and there's a lot to like. Let's start with what to like. We'll get to some concerns with Mitchell and potential down-the-line concerns. And then, of course, we'll end this episode with my big board for tonight and two picks at 50 and 53 for the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, what to like? Size, production, Senior Bowl dominance, 40 time, ran in the 4.3s. Quinyon Mitchell checked every single box he could check over the last year. He produced. He dominated in his conference. He went to the Senior Bowl and played against other guys that are being drafted right around now and did really well. He interviewed well. He obviously passed the test to the coach out at Toledo, which gave the intel to the Eagles because the coach at Toledo is a very good friend of Nick Sirianni. So every box was checked for the Eagles with this kid to make him the first corner that Howie Roseman has ever actually taken in the first round of an NFL draft. He fit all of the boxes and he looks the part. You watch him play. And when I was going over and watching some of the highlights to put together my big board, he's violent to the football. You know, he doesn't just try to hop in there and tap it away. He swats it away like a volleyball. There's something really interesting about watching the way he plays the ball in the air that it's you're not going to catch it. I might not catch it. I'm putting myself in his perspective. I might not be able to get there for the pick or the, you know, it's where I am and where my arms are and your arms are, but you're not going to catch the football. And I think that's really cool. My guess is, just watching what I've seen out of Quinyon Mitchell, that 50-50 balls, he's going to turn into 30-70 balls the other way, where 70% of the time, your receiver's not going to catch it, only 30% of the time. I think he's going to change the math on 50-50 balls because of the way he plays the football. He plays the football violently with his hands like he's playing volleyball out there. Like, there's no way in the world I'm letting you catch that football. So I like it. The other thing I like about Quinyon Mitchell, and I saw this a few days ago in an ESPN article about his rise and all this. So he's loyal. And I think it's something that we have. Now, I'm going to probably get on a soapbox here and feel like an old guy yelling at the clouds. I just feel like we've lost loyalty in society. I think we, especially with younger people, and I'm not that old, I'm 37, though this morning because I stayed up late. I got to tell you, for any of you out there that have trouble staying up late and then waking up in the morning, since I made the move to the midday show, I have a pretty good routine. I'm usually in bed by, you know, somewhere between, you know, let's just say 11 o'clock, somewhere around 11 o'clock. Then I'm up about 5:30 to walk my dog and get myself into WIP. And that's enough. And then maybe one day in the weekend, I'll get a little bit more. But that's enough. And then last night, because I was at the draft show, ran home, had the Sixers on DVR, started the Sixers game from scratch, had the draft going. Then I'm consuming the draft. I'm following the draft. I'm pausing the Sixers game, in and out, taking notes, all that. By the time I got myself together, I look up at the clock. It's like, oh my goodness, I'm going to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning. So I'm on 4 hours. I'm at 4 hours and 15 minutes today. And I'm dragging. I am dragging. So I don't even know why I'm where I got to this point of the conversation. But the bottom line is, Quinyon Mitchell checks a lot of boxes. He checks a lot of boxes with Philadelphia Eagles. And I like, oh, loyalty, by the way. So I'm not that old, but I'm tired. That's where I got here. So loyalty, I think it's lost on young people. It's about me, not about us, not about team. And the story I read about Quinyon Mitchell that I really liked, and it was kind of reiterated during the broadcast last night because of Saban talking about the portal and how Mitchell didn't want to leave and he wanted to stay at Toledo. So Quinyon Mitchell, when he came out of high school, had some great issues, academic issues. The only school to stick by him and not pull their interest or pull their scholarship was Toledo. So then he returned the favor down the line when he became obviously an NFL caliber prospect, let's say a year or two ago. Teams, you know, schools wanted him to leave Toledo to come to their school and play on a bigger stage, and he didn't want to do it because he said, Toledo was loyal to me. I'm going to be loyal to Toledo. I love that. There's something that's been lost with players and loyalty that's just not there anymore. I absolutely love that aspect of this player. All right, let's get to some quick concerns. He played in the MAC. I mean, let's just be real about it. I know Belichick said he played well against Northern Illinois. He had a game a couple years ago against Ohio State and Marvin Harrison. But this is a corner that's probably played primarily zone, not man, and he's played it on a lower level of football. And now he has to come to Philadelphia, where I'm sure they'll throw him in a lot of zone to get him comfortable. But at some point, he may be manned up with a big-time receiver very soon in the NFL, and we don't know if he can handle that. Now, he did it well at the Senior Bowl, and how he mentioned that in the post-draft press conference. But there's a projection, and there is a cross your fingers and hope that his production, his skill, his traits translate to the NFL game as seamlessly as the Eagles believe it will. It's a little bit of a risk. And I would say his athleticism numbers aren't off the charts. They're good, but not off the charts. I like the pick of Quinyon Mitchell. He checks enough boxes, and I like that they didn't have to trade up. I wasn't thrilled with the idea of trading up for a corner. I said that yesterday in the midday show. If they were to trade up, I was going to trade up for an offensive lineman. Staying at 22, though, getting Quinyon Mitchell, I like it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, let's get to my big board for tonight. As the Eagles hold pick 50 and pick 53 in the second round, my 10 favorite players left on the board for tonight. It's not just for the rest of the draft, but specifically for tonight. Let me run through these. I cannot believe Cooper DeJean is still there. I know they drafted a corner last night. If somehow he's there at 50, I would sprint to the podium. Play him at safety. This reminds me of Brian Branch last year with the Detroit Lions. NFL's overthinking this. Put him on the field. He's going to help you win football games. Cooper DeJean, number one. I'm not changing my mind because the NFL made a mistake last night and no one took him in the first round. Cooper DeJean, number one on my board. Number two, you heard this name from me the other day, Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker, Texas A&M. All right, let's get to number three through the rest of the list because these are players I haven't really talked about on the pod. Peyton Wilson, linebacker, NC State. He's had some injury issues in the past. Very productive, though. You look at him, you're not wowed, but the more you watch him, like, he's around the football every single time. Peyton Wilson, linebacker, NC State, third on my board, enter tonight. Junior Colson, linebacker, Michigan, fourth on my board. Very good player. I think he'll be a solid to good NFL linebacker for a long time. And if Devin White continues to go backwards in his career and Nakobe Dean is injured, I think Junior Colson could play and play well right away. Number five on my list. And you're going to say, Joe, so you have a DB at one, and you got a slot corner at five? You're darn right I do. I think Max Melton from Rutgers is a plug-and-play star slot corner in the NFL. And I would be totally fine. I know Howie talked last night about competition, and they got a lot of young guys. I would love if they remade two-thirds of the corner trio in the first 2 days of the draft. Like, if they end up with Max Melton tonight from Rutgers, I think it'd be a home run pick. You put Quinyon Mitchell on one corner. You put Max Melton at the slot. You figure out the other outside corner, whether it be Slay. Bradbury could be released for all I care. And who knows, if a guy like Healy Ringo could play, maybe you really do have three starting young corners for the next 5 years. I think Max Melton will be a really impactful slot corner in the NFL. Think a young version of Avante Maddox, but we get to do it all over again on a second-round pick contract. So one through five tonight. Cooper DeJean, DB, Iowa. Number two, Edge Cooper, linebacker, Texas A&M. Number three, Peyton Wilson, linebacker from NC State. Number four, Junior Colson, linebacker from Michigan. Number five, Max Melton, corner from Rutgers, the slot corner. All right, five to go, and we'll go with some different positions here than just DB and linebacker. Number five, Jerzon Newton, defensive tackle, Illinois. A little bit undersized, but quick, can get up the field. You know, if the Eagles have reservations about Jordan Davis's progression as a pass rusher, and they are not planning to re-sign Milton Williams, and I'm not sure they are. They've done a lot of extensions this offseason. Milton Williams has not been one of those. He's a free agent after the year. I believe he'll get a lot of playing time. He got 46% of the snaps last year. That could go up with Fletcher Cox out. But we don't know their real feelings on the future of Milton Williams. But DT, defensive tackle, long-term is still a potential needier in Philadelphia. I think Newton could help and pair him next to a guy like Jalen Carter. Number six, Jalen Polk, wide receiver, Washington. I think he's a really underrated player. He, you know, you watch those games and you watch it for Romeo Dunze and you're watching for, you know, obviously Michael Penix. And this kid stuck out a lot, made a lot of plays for them. Number eight, Ladd McConkey, wide receiver, Georgia. He is what I see in Max Melton on the defensive side, like a plug-and-play nickel. This guy, Ladd McConkey, is a plug-and-play slot receiver that is twitchy and quick and gets open, option routes. I see him succeeding early in the NFL. Number eight, another Washington player, Roger Rosengarten, offensive tackle, Washington. If the Eagles believe he has guard versatility, I would take him immediately. He could be a starter in year one. He could be what we were talking about with these other tackles that have the versatility, tackle guard, maybe a future tackle for Lane down the line. Roger Rosengarten, offensive tackle, Washington. And then I'm putting this guy at the end. I've had my eye on him the entire time, the entire process. Mohamed Kamara, edge rusher, Colorado State. If there's a guy that's picked tonight that ends up a 10-sack guy in the NFL, ends up a guy that gets a big free agent deal down the line like Bryce Huff just did. You know, kind of the, how did this guy land here? Wow, he led the NFL in sacks this year. Wow, he was fifth in Defensive Player of the Year voting, and he went where? Colorado State. Where did he get drafted? 53 by the Eagles. Mohamed Kamara, I love him. He can get to the quarterback. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. Enjoy day two of the draft. We'll talk soon right here on WIP Daily.